As researchers try to understand the intricate processes within the human brain, especially those involving brain diseases such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, one of the constraints they face is simply finding appropriate people to participate in their tests. Dan Mungus is the associate director of the Alzheimer's Disease Research Center at UC Davis.
It costs $2,000 to $3,000 to do an amyloid imaging scan to determine if somebody does have the biological precursors of Alzheimer's disease. So if you have to do that on 100 people to identify five, that becomes extremely expensive.
That's one reason he is an enthusiastic backer of the new online recruiting project being officially introduced today. It's called BrainHealthRegistry.org.
Brain Health Registry is a website which allows people who are interested in participating in research, people who want to join the fight, can go to the website, sign up, answer a few questions, take a little test, and that helps us build up a group of people who ultimately could be called upon to participate in future studies.
Dr. Michael Weiner is a professor of radiology and other subjects at UCSF, where he's also investigating Alzheimer's disease. He is one of the key people behind the new Brain Health Registry, which is out to sign up thousands of Americans over the next 20 months.
I think it's kind of obvious that if you build up a large number of people who are interested in helping, that it's going to really greatly facilitate research, because we all want to see improved medications and treatments to prevent diseases like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's disease, or better treatment for traumatic brain injury, better treatment for depression. And this is a simple way to help. It's safe. The privacy is protected. It's simple. There's no cost. And you really can help medical research.
The project's goal is to have 100,000 people signed up by the end of 2017. About 2,000 have already enlisted during the registry's beta testing phase. One of them was Windsor realtor Angela Daniels. She says the process was easy, and the mixture of computer games and personal profile questions was stimulating in some unexpected ways.
There were card games, patterns. It also asks you personal questions before you even get to the game part, such as, do you find it difficult to find your car in a parking lot? I mean, it really gets you thinking about your own brain health, where you're at in the aging process, and if possibly I could be at risk for a brain health disease.
That first round of tests represents a baseline for the researchers, says Dan Mungus. So when participants revisit the site periodically, the state of their brain health can also be monitored.
This pool of subjects will actually, through the web-based mechanism, take cognitive tests on a repeated basis over time. So we will be able to see who's staying cognitively stable and who may be declining.
Another benefit, says Mungus, is that everyone who makes the modest effort to sign up has effectively pre-selected themselves into a pool of potentially willing subjects for future clinical trials.
So presumably, if they're invited to participate, the likelihood that they will be involved is pretty high.
The website is now live and accepting new registrations at BrainHealthRegistry.org. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.